Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, everyone's looking forward to the Olympic Games. They're kicking off in just a couple of weeks now. Lots of athletes on their way over to Paris.
Geelong local. A couple of locals have been already selected on the athletics team.
Yeah,
So we're looking forward to seeing that.
Most female-heavy athletics team that we've had in history.
Love that.
Here in Australia, at least. But I think that we've all been so focused on the Olympic Games, we forgot about a different sort of event that I think is kind of being overshadowed by the Olympics.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Merlympics?
The Merlympics?
The Olympic Games for mermaids.
It's almost disrespectful to play this music.
I was doing some research for the Olympics today, and I stumbled across the Merlympics. Apparently, they've already happened this year. They happen every second year.
Oh, wow. So instead of every four.
Yep. They happened in May in Switzerland this year. Apparently, all
famously
athletes...
Famously landlocked.
All athletes need to compete in five events, right? So there's five events at the Merlympics.
How do they get there? Is there a series
of
fly,
obviously,
in rivers?
They fly.
You can't bring fish on a plane.
So there's five events. The first is ecology. The athlete dives down and retrieves as much trash as possible in 90 seconds. Figures. The competitor has to perform 3 of 10 mermaid figures. Underwater posing. Each person dives down, poses for a picture, and then has to swim away for the next person to take their spot. Right? Rescue. The mermaid has to do a 25-meter submerged swim and rescue a dummy.
That's pretty deep.
And speed. The athletes race along the top of the water for 50 meters.
And I assume they're all wearing mermaid tails.
Well, of course they're mermaids, Tim. So.
This is essentially when you played mermaids with your cousins growing up on school holidays. But the Olympics.
Yes.
All these things. Except
everyone,
for 25 metres. That's
everyone
pretty
competing will be wearing full mermaid or merman gear.
That's nice. More person.
Yes. So their legs are bound from their hips to their toes in a tail. And some mermaids also choose to wear fancy headdresses or wigs even to complete their mermaid look.
If you're listening, 52232955, if you have a mermaid tail that you'd be willing to let us borrow.
Do you think you can actually do it?
I used to do swimming when I was a kid. Like, I used to do butterfly. So I have that
I'm too
motion.
Scared to, like, put my face in the water these days. Like, I used to be a really good swimmer.
Yeah, sure.
No, I did.
I used to be the king of France. We're lying.
I was great at swimming. I was just really good at backstroke because I didn't have to put my face in the water.
Right. Mermaids historically do go all the way in.
They do.
And can breathe under
For most of these events, I would have to put my face in the water.
Do you think how do you think you'd go? Like, shallow pool, I'll be there. I used to be a lifeguard as well, so I'll be around.
Yep.
Put the mermaid tail on you. Do you think you'd be able to like do a 50-meter?
Yeah, I could
lap?
Do it.
Oh, great!
I could. Look at me. Look at me go.
Oh, sorry if you're not in the studio, which is everyone except for me.
Describe how my body's moving. Like I'm a graceful mermaid.
It's quite sensual.
Okay.
Look back at the footage of the studio cameras. If you tell me,
I don't want to.
Yeah, and then rightly so. I'm into this. Yeah, if you do have like a mermaid tail, I'd be so keen to give it a go.
Well, the next Merlympics, Tim.
It's only 2 years away.
Only 2 years away.
What landlocked country will it go to next? This is Tim and Jess. Jess, I'm 24 hours into becoming a trumpet player.
Yes.
Dan the Trumpet Man has lent us his daughter's trumpet. So, because I believe, I made the claim that I think if you give me an instrument, give me a couple of weeks and I can learn the Cats theme song. That's pretty much what I've done with most instruments.
Yeah.
Successful with
the
flute.
I don't know why it's always the Cats theme song.
Flute, recorder, harmonica. I just love wind.
Yeah.
You know, I just like give it a blow. Here
You're
we go.
You're full of wind.
So this is what in the next 2 weeks I'll be aiming for. This is Dan, our trumpet man, who you will see every GMHBA home game.
Comes at the Cats games.
Him and the band, they play incredible music right around the stadium. I saw them this weekend. So this is him playing the Cats theme song. Greatest team of all.
It's quite good.
I'm not going to play it in full, but
I wonder if he was playing on his trumpet or that one.
No, it was a different trumpet. I looked in the video, but I thought because I've been practicing over the last 24 hours since you gifted me the trumpet.
Yeah.
I'm getting quite good without tooting my own trumpet.
long have you been waiting to say that?
A whole day. but what I thought we could do is play a game, Jess, which requires you to be blindfolded.
You've handed me the blindfold?
I think I'm getting so good at this that what I'm going to do is you're going to hear three pieces of audio and you have to tell me if it's Timmy or Trumpet, because I am going to either play the trumpet with my mouth or it's going to be the actual audio from the actual song that it is. So you have to dictate with your ears if this is Timmy or like an actual recorded trumpet. Well, me being Timmy.
I'm going to try. I'll blindfold myself. Here we go.
All right. The headphones do take up a large space on an already large canvas.
How dare you?
I thought you might have missed that I called you a big head there.
Okay.
All right. The first...
I'm officially blind.
The first song that we will be hearing, again, it could be Timmy, it could be Trumpet, is Hips Don't Lie by Shakira. Okay?
Okay. Here we go.
All right. You be the judge. Here we go.
I wonder. that was pretty good. I think it could be Timmy, though.
You think it could have been Timmy? Let's find out. Yeah, it was. It wasn't Trumpet. That is close, though, would you say?
It was very close.
Okay, interesting.
I almost couldn't hear Shakira.
You couldn't hear, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, I've taken away some of the vocals.
Sure, yeah.
So you might not be hearing them. So that was Shakira. So the next song, Jesse, again, your keen ear will be listening to, is Timmy Trumpet and Savage.
Yep.
Freaks. So again, is this Timmy or is this Trumpet?
That's got to be Trumpet.
No. That was actually Timmy. I can understand how you'd get that, though, but yeah.
So dumb.
All right. So you're one from two. You're one from two, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. the final round of Timmy or Trumpet, you will be listening for the Cat Empire's Hello, Hello.
Of course.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Third and final. Hello, hello.
What is this? What is
that? That was Timmy.
Well, hello, hello. Oh my gosh.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Oh my God. What is my life? Genuinely seamless.
It's hard to distinguish which is
Timmy and
Trumpet.
It really is.
You
are getting so good at that.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been practicing a lot. I do have to keep Googling how to hold it every day.
Yeah.
Because I keep forgetting where to put my hands.
If you put it down right now, how long would it take you to be trumpet ready again?
I wouldn't be proud. If we weren't allowed to speak, the off-air alarms would start going. And the emergency tape would back in. So, yeah, I'm getting better. I'm getting better, wouldn't you say?
It's very good. It's very good.
Again, really hard to hear who was Timmy and Trumpet there. So
confusing.
What are we going to do tomorrow? I have no idea. I haven't thought that far ahead. But we're Trump on, Trumpers.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I feel like every few months we get a little glimmer of hope, a little message that comes out.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Disneyland. You want it here in Melbourne?
Yeah.
You want it near Melbourne? Do you want it in the Docklands? Do you want it in Avalon? We might be getting it.
It was categorically confirmed earlier this year that Werribee would not be hosting Disneyland.
Yeah.
I love, someone from the council was like, enough, we need to put these rumours to bed.
Yeah.
Jess, actually, while you're away on your honeymoon, I feel like you might have missed this or you might have seen it. But someone suggested three prime locations in Melbourne's southeast.
Sure.
Did you hear about this?
I did see this, yeah.
Dandenong, Frankston and Cranbourne. The Bermuda Triangle. of suburbs. I feel safe saying that because I went to school in Cranbourne, spent a lot of my youth in Cranbourne, and then also heard a lot of bad things about Dandenong. So, you know, it's interesting to hear those three things being floated up.
Let's put the happiest place on earth
in Cranbourne.
In there.
No, thank you. We've very much believed that Avalon is a great spot, a lot of land. I also think Armstrong Creek would be an ideal place for Disneyland.
There was a huge, huge backing for it last August, Tim. So it's been nearly a year.
No, this has been going on for years. This is the thing. It just keeps popping its head up.
Right? But we thought we were getting close last year. There was talks with Disney about it actually coming to Avalon. And then it just went quiet. And then, like you said, June, it's reared up again. And then I found this article yesterday. A Disney theme park in Melbourne. Uh-oh. Oh, gee. Oh, boy. This is actually written in the article.
Right.
Oh, gee. Oh, boy. It sure did sound swell, but sorry, folks. Disneyland ain't heading here anytime soon.
Who said it this time?
This time, apparently, the Lord Mayor of Melbourne.
Oh, not John So. No. He hasn't been the Lord Mayor for a minute.
It's a new guy.
Yeah, we spoke about him yesterday on the show. It's like John Nicol or something like that.
Anyway, apparently there's been talks with Disney. They're not interested.
For Melbourne. What about Avalon? Or is they're saying no Avalon?
Not Avalon, not Docklands, not Cranbourne.
Little River? Is that the road?
I think...
Lara.
Well, no.
Oh, what's that?
No, I'm saying they're not interested in Victoria.
What have you got against Lara?
No, they're not interested in Victoria.
I'm baffled that Victoria is even in the conversation. Do you want the happiest, like, the last 4 days before today?
It'll be raining.
Imagine if someone came all the way from the other side of the world and they get here and it's like 7 degrees, raining. Mickey's costume is drenched in rain. And hello and welcome to Lara. It's the happiest place on earth in Disneyland.
They could do what they did in Tokyo Disney has like a roof.
Oh, I hadn't considered roof. Fair enough.
They could
That's a big roof.
They could put a roof on.
Okay.
But
interesting.
For the time being, it's not happening.
It's no again.
By this time next year, you mark my words, there'll be more rumors flying around.
This time next year. This time in 3 months. It happens every quarter, and I'm all about it. I love when it happens because it's fun to talk about. Because if you keep talking about something, you can will it into existence.
Yeah.
So let's keep trying to do that. Keep going. Disneyland, you heard it. It's coming to Geelong somehow. Confirmed by Jess.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
It's pretty common to have the belief that if a bird poos on you, it's good luck, right?
Yes. Well, at least I mean, I don't know where it started. Maybe it was someone, was walking along and it was like, oh, I've been pooed on again. And they're like, oh, don't worry, it's good luck.
So someone was just saying it to make them feel better.
This is what I'm assuming, because I can't imagine it's actually doing anything for you.
Because, you want to make someone feel better that when an animal's just, done their business on them.
Mm-hmm.
Something different happened today, which I would like to discuss, because I don't know if I've got good luck or bad luck.
Okay.
So I was doing some errands with my son, and I tell you what, it's very one-sided on the effort. From my end, at least. My son, Jack, he's 11 months old.
Yeah.
He can't walk, but he can stand. You know what he can do? Hold things.
Right.
Just really was, I guess it was all Tim for team Tim and Jack this morning. But you know what? I'll let that slide. I put him in his little car seat after doing the groceries this morning and some other little errands. And as I open my car door, I have on the front door and the passenger, I have those like the protectors.
Yep.
Like the rain shields or
guards. Oh, right, yeah.
So you can, like, say if it's raining, you can still pop your window down a little bit, but it's got that plastic guard over.
Nothing's going to come in.
So as I open the door to get, I can't remember if it was in or out, bird poo hits that. And I have gone, well, if I didn't do that, that's...
I would have hit you.
That's hitting me.
Sure.
So obviously I'm like, well, that's good luck that I haven't been pooed on today.
No, you're good luck adjacent.
Well, this is the thing. It's good luck in that exact moment that I didn't get pooed on.
Yeah.
But is it good luck overall to not get pooed on?
I also didn't get pooed on today. So,
but it would it because of something I did. Like if I didn't open the door or shut the door, I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was
a real sliding doors moment.
Yeah,
for you.
Literally. because it's good luck that I didn't get pooped on, but it would have been if I had. So does that make my good luck bad luck? You have also pointed out to me that today when I opened my kombucha that I bought, it was like a cartoon.
Yeah,
like
it exploded.
It just.
I thought someone had shook up your drink.
So maybe now that actually, because I've been sitting on that all day going.
Literally.
Literally. My jeans are so wet.
It looked like you wet yourself. It was very funny for all of us.
I'm glad you guys had a ball. Is that good luck or bad luck?
Well, you also didn't have any cutlery today because there was no cutlery in the drawer once you got to the kitchen. So you had to eat your lunch with a cheese knife.
It did the job. It was a little Baker's Delight pizza. And the best thing about a cheese knife is it's got the little stabby bits.
Yeah.
So it's a
fork. So you're using it as
a fork as well.
Yep.
This is all starting to add up. I've never been one to buy into good luck.
I don't think that
bad luck.
You being good luck adjacent gives you bad luck. I don't think that's how that works.
But I almost would have, now that all these things are adding up, I think I would have preferred the bird poo hit me. Because
let's play that scenario out. Bird poo hits you. You come to work. You just have your lunch with a regular knife.
Yeah, because I would have got it.
And your pants aren't wet.
Because I would have had to.
That's all that's happened.
Well, the thing is, I would have come to work later because I would have had to go home to change.
Yeah.
And by the time I would have come in, the dishwasher had finished.
That's so true.
In the office kitchen.
Oh, my God, that's really true.
5223295 is almost getting pooed on by a bird. Good or bad luck? Because I think I'd rather at this point have been pooed on.
Was there any arterial spray?
No.
So you didn't even get it?
No, nothing.
You got nothing.
I'm clean. Absolute clean. 5223295. Give us a call. Is not getting pooed on by a bird bad luck? Getting pooed on is good luck. Then surely not getting pooed on is bad luck. That's where my math is.
Lots of people don't get pooed on every day.
You know what it is? But I almost did. And the thing is, Loggy and you were talking about this the other week.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got the moz. Maybe someone put the moz on me.
Toot.
Oh, no, wait, do I need that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Make it rain, sister.
I'm trying to take it off you, mate.
Steve from Lara has given us a call. Steve, do you think not getting pooed on by a bird is bad luck?
Listen, Tim, I mean this with utmost respect, but don't be a wuss, all right? Nothing really bad happened to you. A few little minor inconveniences happened to you. Nothing really bad happened.
He's got a point.
Steve, you should have seen my pants when this bottle of kombucha.
Yeah, but did you fall down
wet.
The stairs? No.
Steve, also today, I was getting my bin from the front of my house and the wheel went over my brand new white.
Oh, you're kidding. You scuffed your shoes.
I scuffed my shoes.
He didn't mention he scuffed his shoes, Steve. Oh, no.
Oh, no. He scuffed his shoes. Oh, no, Tim.
And this morning when I was changing my son, I got more poo on my hands than what I actually normally would. Because he kind of kicked off
to the
set.
You're blessed with a son. You're blessed with a wife.
Yeah, I think
you're very lucky, Tim.
See, I think Steve's got a point, Tim. Maybe you're just looking for the bad things in life.
I didn't think I was having bad luck.
You're just a negative person.
No, I didn't think I was having a bad luck day until, Jess, you pointed out that a few things had gone wrong since since I came into work.
But I point out the things that go wrong in your life every day.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Maybe I've just got bad luck all around. All right.
Yeah,
well,
cheer up, Tim.
Yeah, thanks.
Not that bad.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks, Steve.
As Loggy would say, just turn one of your socks inside out.
Is that how I get the moz back?
That's how you get the moz off you.
I'm so confused if where the moz should...
You
do
don't
I want the moz?
You don't want the
okay,
moz.
All right.
God, we need Loggy to come
I'm
back
I'm the whitest
holiday.
Person in the room. Of course I don't know what the moz is.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.